GOP winner in Maine 02 now declared loser due to rank voting. By Michael Patrick Leahy on December 5, 2018. On Monday, Maine Secretary of State Matt Dunlap announced that a recount of the November 6 election in Maine's 2nd Congressional District will begin on Thursday and will continue for an estimated 4 weeks. The CD2 recount will begin this Thursday, December 6 at 9 a.m. and is expected to take about 4 weeks. We will not conduct the recount the week of December 24. It will resume January 3, 2019. Maine SOS, at HemiSec of State, December 3, 2018. Secretary of State Dunlap, a Democrat, declared Democrat Jared Golden the winner of the election on November 15, despite the fact that Representative Bruce Poliquin, RMEO2, received 2,632 more votes than Golden on Election Day, a consequence of the state's implementation of a controversial rank voting system. Thanks to a 2016 referendum that was placed on the state ballot and was passed due to the financial support of liberal Texas billionaire John Arnold, Maine's 2018 federal election was the first time in American history that candidates for federal offices were selected using a complex rank voting system. Since a Maine judge had earlier ruled that the rank voting system passed by voters in 2016 and affirmed by voters in June 2018 violated the Maine Constitution, state offices were selected by the traditional voting system used in the rest of the country. Winners were determined by who received the most votes. Federal offices, in this case the Senate race that incumbent Senator Angus King, easily won, and the state's 2 seats in the U.S. House of Representatives were decided by the complex rank voting system, as implemented by the Democrat Secretary of State, using a proprietary computer algorithm provided to the state by an outside vendor. When Maine voters stepped into the voting booth on November, they cast traditional ballots for state offices, but voted for their first, second, and third choices in the one federal race for the U.S. Senate, the 2 federal races for the U.S. House of Representatives. In order to be declared the winner, a candidate for federal office had to receive 50% plus one of the first-place votes cast for the office. If no candidate received more than 50% plus one of the vote, then the second-choice votes and third-choice votes cast by voters whose first-choice votes were cast for the third-place and fourth-place finishers were then allocated to the top 2 candidates based on the proprietary computer algorithm of the outside vendor selected by the Democrat Secretary of State. Democrat Jared Golden finished in 2nd place, receiving 128,999 votes, or 45.48% of the 2 votes cast that day, 2,632 fewer than Poliquin. Independent candidate Tiffany Bonds received 16,260 votes, or 5.73% of the 283,643 votes cast that day, and finished in 3rd place. Another independent candidate, William Hoare, received 6,753 votes, or 2.38% of the 283,643 votes cast that day, and finished in 4th place. Bonds and Hoare received a combined 23,013 votes. Since no candidate in the race received the 50% plus 1 votes required to be declared the winner under the new rank voting law, Secretary of State Dunlap then used the outside vendor, which deployed its proprietary algorithm, to allocate the combined 23,013 votes cast for 3rd-place finisher Bonds and 4th-place finisher Hoare. In what Secretary of State Dunlap described as Round 2, all 16,260 votes were removed from Tiffany Bonds' total, giving her a new total of 0 votes. In addition, all 6,753 votes were removed from Hoare's total, giving him a new total of 0 votes. Golden received 10,232 votes from voters who had declared in the November 6 election either Bonds or Hoare as their first choice, presumably declaring him on their ballots to be either their 2nd or 3rd choices. These additional votes gave Golden a new total of 139,231 votes, or 50.53% of the 275,557 votes counted in Round 2. Poliquin received 4,695 votes from voters who had declared in the November 6 election either Bonds or Hoare as their first choice, presumably declaring him on their ballots to be either their 2nd or 3rd choices. These additional votes gave Hoare a new total of 136,326 votes, or 49.47% of the 275,557 votes counted in Round 2. Only 14,927 of the 23,013 votes cast in support of either Bonds, the third-place finisher, or Hoare, the fourth-place finisher, were reallocated to Poliquin, the election day first-place finisher in Golden, the election day second-place finisher, in round two. A total of 8,086 votes cast by supporters of Hoare or Bonds on election day were thrown away and not counted in round two. Voting spoiled is the legal term used because, according to the Secretary of State, did not include choice rankings beyond the first choice. Notably, though Democrat Golden received more than 50% plus one, 50.57% of the votes counted in round two using this ranked voting system, he still received less than 50% plus one of the votes cast and counted on election day, November 6, round one. The 139,231 votes counted for Golden in round two divided by the 283,643 votes cast and counted on election day, November 6, round one equals 49.1%. Poliquin and several voters in the 2nd Congressional District have filed a lawsuit in federal court arguing that the rank voting system approved by Maine voters in 2016 and reaffirmed in June 2018 is not constitutional. On Wednesday, federal Judge Lance Walker said he would decide the case soon. Attorneys for U.S. Representative Bruce Poliquin and U.S. Rep. Elect Jared Golden argued in federal court Wednesday about the constitutionality of Maine's ranked choice voting law, the election process that propelled Golden to a victory over the two-term incumbent Poliquin in November, the Portland Press-Herald reported, adding. Poliquin's lawyers are asking U.S. District Judge Lance Walker to rule that the law, passed by voters in November 2016 and affirmed with a citizen's veto vote in June, violates the U.S. Constitution. They are arguing that Poliquin should either be declared the winner based on the fact he won the plurality of votes in the first round of counting or that there should be a special election, or runoff, between Golden, a Democrat, and Poliquin, a Republican. The hearing ended early Wednesday afternoon with Walker saying he intended to issue a decision by next week. James Gimple, a professor of political science at the University of Maryland who studies voter behavior, testified Wednesday morning as an expert witness on behalf of Poliquin and his co-plaintiffs. Gimple broadly criticized ranked choice voting and suggested that some 8,000 voters were disenfranchised because they had no way of guessing who the final two candidates would be when they cast their ballots. A tremendous number of voters expressed confusion over the new process where they voted one type of ballot for state races and another type of ballot for federal races, which resembled an Excel spreadsheet where they could make a second, third, fourth or even a fifth choice, adding a write-in, Littlefield added. Rank voting claims to produce a winner with majority support, over 50%, but the fact is the system is not designed to do so. If no candidate receives 50% plus one on election day, the rank voting system is engaged. However, moving forward, the last place candidate's ballots are spoiled or eliminated if there is no additional ranking for other candidates. Therefore, the total number of voters is reduced by the computer and the eventual winner does not actually get 50% plus one of those who turned out on election day. This makes this system very different from normal runoff states like Louisiana. Here the computer algorithm determines the final ballot. Littlefield also added that the computer software was declared proprietary and the Secretary of State has refused to allow an inspection of the software or algorithm. Democrats and their allies spent more than $20 million to defeat Poliquin. Should he win the recount or the pending lawsuit, he will be the only Republican member of the House of Representatives in the 116th session of Congress from the six states that comprise New England, Maine, Massachusetts, New Hampshire, Vermont, Rhode Island, and Connecticut.